Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is WWJ All Local.
Shots fired along I-696 in Royal Oak, and state police are now on the search for a suspect. News Radio 950's Charlie Langton joining us live with what we know, Charlie.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're still investigating this. I was over there not too long ago, but there was a reported freeway shooting around 5 o'clock this morning, westbound 696, somewhere west of Woodward. Now, Michigan State Police say that a 911 call came in saying that there was this shooting on 696 west of Woodward, possibly I-75 or even M-10, or even as far west as Telegraph. They're not sure. Troopers responded, but they couldn't find any victims. Now, the witness said that the shooters drove a dark-colored Jeep Cherokee and a dark-colored Ford Fusion. And Michigan State Police want your cooperation. If you have any information about this shooting, call them 248-584-5740, or you can leave a tip on the MSP mobile app. Reporting live on the highway, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
Also, developing news in Oakland County, where Mike Campbell is following a police situation at a home in Rochester Hills near Tinkin and Rochester Road. Mike, what's the latest?
Yeah, the house is still surrounded by SWAT vehicles. At last, I saw it anyway. They have pushed us back from the scene now. We're on Mead Road at Wimberley Drive. That's the street the house is on. It's a colonial, and moments before they pushed us back, the SWAT team members from the Oakland County Sheriff's Department, some of them in fatigues, walked right through the front door, I should say. It wasn't busted in. They literally just entered the house and were going room to room. I could see the lights going on and off. Krista Parton lives nearby and knows the house.
I know that they've had several domestic disturbances over the past several years. We've been here for 6 or 7 years. That's all I know.
Has it ever gotten to this point?
No.
And she says she's never heard gunfire. There is a report of a gun. It hasn't been confirmed by the Oakland County Sheriff's Department yet. A female and a number of kids, Parton thinks maybe two teens, did get out of the house okay. Reporting live in Rochester, Rochester Hills, Mike Campbell, WWJ News Radio 950.
Now along the Southfield, two men are in custody after getting into a fight following a crash along that freeway. State police responding at about 11 o'clock last night to a crash in the southbound lanes near Plymouth Road. They found the two drivers fighting. Troopers tried to break up the fight. The men became more aggressive at that time and ignored demands. Both men were eventually taken down by troopers. One continued to struggle, but finally gave up when he was told he'd be tased if he didn't. Both men were arrested. No troopers were injured.
What is going on with the Lions? As a rookie, this guy quickly made an impact in Detroit. The fans loved him, and now a Lions running back is on the chopping block. Let's bring in Tony Ortiz for the story. Tony.
Roberta, an offseason of changes continuing today for the Lions as team officials have made the decision to waive running back Kerryon Johnson, a decision that will become official later today. Injuries were an issue for the 23-year-old Johnson, who missed a total of 14 games in his first two seasons with the Lions before he was able to play in all 16 games last season. The waiving of Johnson, as well as team officials not re-signing Adrian Peterson this offseason, means that DeAndre Swift will now be the starter for the Lions, with former Packer Jamal Williams, who was signed in the offseason as a free agent, serving as Swift's primary backup. Live at the sports desk, Tony Ortiz, WWJ News Radio 950.
This man says he's the late son, rather he's the son of the late Congressman John Conyers, and he's due back in court today. He wants a piece of the pie.
That man, 57-year-old Darren Weddington, due back in court today in his bid to claim part of the late lawmaker's estate. Weddington filed the petition in November asking the Wayne County Probate Court to appoint him as a personal representative for Conyers' estate and indicated in court papers that the former congressman did not leave a will. A lawyer for Conyers' wife, Monica Conyers, in filings called the case frivolous and said that the former congressman knew only of his two sons with his wife, Carl, and John Conyers III. Brooke Allen, WWJ News Radio 950.
There are going to be real live concerts starting this week in downtown Pontiac. The Crowfoot in Pontiac has been a popular music venue for 16 years. They've now built an outdoor stage, and they plan to use a nearby parking lot for seating. The staff is setting up for the first of at least 2 months of shows beginning tomorrow. They say they're hoping to draw a couple thousand people per show.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.